Hi everybody, welcome to the J&H podcast. So, hello everybody. My name is Cadence and I am one of the owners to J&H podcast. Today I am going to be showing you who I am because we kind of need to introduce myself before I can really start talking to you guys about things that I'm interested in. So, if you don't know, my days that I will be recording my podcast are on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and sometimes Sundays, when it depends on when I would like to do my series. But I know that it will be on Sundays. The things that I'm usually interested in is I like true crime, conspiracy theories, medical mysteries, and I will also be saying my opinion on stuff. I can also share news, and every Monday that I have, because I actually, yeah, I do Mondays as well. Sorry, I forgot to say that. But I do Mondays, and every Monday I will be reacting to a TV show, one episode, and right now, the series that we're working on that we do one episode of is Private Practice, and that's going to happen this coming Monday, so get excited for that. And then, tomorrow, after I upload this podcast today, tomorrow I'm going to say my opinion on music in schools, because you'll see my opinion tomorrow. I have a lot of fun and cool stuff coming for you guys. I know that Addie is really preparing for this podcast, and I think everyone will really enjoy her segments. She's really funny. But if you found us through just scrolling through some podcasts down here, or not down here, but just scrolling through some podcasts, or if you found us through Instagram or Twitter, hi everybody. This is J&H Podcasts. We couldn't really settle on one single topic, so we are just doing stuff that we want to talk about, really, because I don't think, yeah, we just don't have one settled idea. We have so many ideas that we want to put into this podcast. So many cool stuff, so much cool stuff to talk about. I don't even think that was a sentence, but yeah. We're so excited. Anyways, so, yeah. If you have any cool topic ideas that you would like us to talk about, you can go to our Instagram, JNH_podcasts, and you can comment on this podcast, and you can comment on any of our other podcasts, and then you can give us ideas in the comments. We love ideas, and we love taking them from you, because we love saying our opinions. So, yeah, we're super excited for this. Me and my friend Addie, we've always really loved the idea of creating something interesting or fun, or creating a business. And we have never really found the perfect thing. And we think possibly that a podcast could be really interesting and cool to try out. So we are brand new at this, but once we figure out like how to get in to this and have a settled schedule. I mean, we have a schedule, but like how to do our podcasts, then it will be much better quality and everything like that. So, what else do I need to talk about? I'm also really interested in, like, countries, and I like travel, so maybe I could do, like, some travel stuff. I also have a blog that I have not completely made the website yet, and I'm working on that because I really enjoy editing and making websites and stuff like that. I also really enjoy making logos, and I like editing audio and videos and photos. I really just like that kind of stuff to do. it's really fun for me. So I love writing as well. So I'm going to have a blog soon that is kind of like this, but it's writing. I'm going to write about tons of different stuff. And if you're interested in that, then once it's finished, I could possibly link it on one of my podcasts that I do. Also, let's see, what else can we talk about? Yeah, there's just so much coming up, and I'm so excited to start this journey. It's kind of hard right now to talk to you guys, because I don't know if anyone's really going to listen, but if you're listening, hi. Anyway, the first and the last day of the month, we will do a podcast together, or we might just do a random podcast together if we have a good idea. And we're going to do that through Anchor, but it's still going to be on Spotify and all the usual stuff that we're doing. So right now I'm just kind of giving out some information. Let me go on the website and let's see what I can find about it. There's even more cool information, but I can just say it here for you. There will be updates and stuff like that on the website. But, yeah, so... So posting, I already talked about posting, where you can comment on our Instagram, which is, again, at JNH_podcast. You can also comment on our Twitter, JNH podcast, and private questions or concerns or promotions. You can go to our email at, just not at, but JNHpodcastemail@gmail.com. So... you obviously know where you can listen because you're listening to it now. Me and Adelie's goal is to entertain others and make people smile. So if you're smiling right now, that's cool and interesting. we are just so beyond excited. But you guys need to get to know me. I'm kind of just talking about the podcast, not about me. And, there's so many interesting things I think about me, I guess. But I really love to be creative in what I do. I do have a YouTube channel, so if you want to watch videos of me or something, it's called Cadence's Videos. I do enjoy photography. My photography Instagram is at Cadence_J_photography. That's also on the website, a link. But let's do, like, 100 questions of me. If you hear typing, it's because I'm on my computer right now. But let's just do 100 questions to ask somebody. So that you can kind of just get to know me a little bit. Who's my hero? I think my hero is my grandma. If she's listening to this, hi. Yes, I think she's my hero. Or my mom is my hero. They've both been really big and important
people in my life.
So yeah, they're both really my hero and they've helped me through a lot. So I would say both of them, yes. If you could live anywhere, where would you want to be? Hawaii or California? I've lived in California before. I really like more of Northern California than Southern California, but both are great. I also like Hawaii because it's Hawaii. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Hawaii? Next is my biggest fear. I used to be afraid of, like, dying, but I'm not really deathly afraid of anything. You know, there's a few things that I'm afraid of, but I don't think I'm deathly afraid of, like, anything. Really. What's your favorite family vacation? Me and my family just started taking vacations, like real life vacations, just recently. Because, yeah, just personal stuff. I've never really taken a vacation before, except for like this year. So I think this year, one of my favorite vacations was going to South Carolina. We went there for Christmas. I also really liked going to Chicago that was fun. Next question is, what would you change about yourself if you could? I wish I wasn't, like, as worried about stuff as I am now. I wish I could just, like, go with the flow, but I guess I can't. I just always have to have a plan or a schedule, and that kind of, like, then that stresses me out more, and I don't need to be that stressed out. Sorry if my voice is, like, annoying. I'm sick. It's fine. I'm not sick. I have allergies. There's a difference. Okay. What makes you really angry? When someone's, like, not listening to what I have to say, or not taking what I have to say into consideration, or when I do, like, a lot of studying or looking into stuff, and then I tell them what I know, they're like, well, that's stupid, that's not true. Well, it's like, then did I waste my time looking at all this stuff? No. What motivates you to work hard? It's like my love language, words of affirmation. I think when people are like, you're doing good, you're doing great, or amazing, or something, that motivates me to work hard. Or, like, what motivates me to work hard is, like, if I know at the end it's going to be rewarding. So, what's your favorite thing about your career? I don't really have a career right now. I'm kind of unemployed. So, yeah. What's your biggest complaint about your... I don't have a job. What's your proudest accomplishment? My proudest accomplishment... was probably this year. I am officially going to be on honor roll for all four quarters, which I am super proud of myself for. I didn't think that I was going to be able to accomplish that, but I did, and I'm so proud of it. So, yeah. What's your favorite book to read? Actually, my favorite book is The Land of Stories by Chris Colfer. And they're amazing. I 100% recommend for any age at all. It's like, it's such a good book. It is about these two twins, and they go into, like, the fairy tale land where they kind of, like, they have to find a way to go home. And it's, like, this huge long series, and I just love it. Every book just keeps getting better and better and better. So, yeah. What makes you laugh the most? Probably my family or my friends. They're all really funny, and they make me laugh a lot. So, yeah. What's the last movie you went to, and what did you think? What is the last movie I went to? I think it was Frozen 2. It was a good movie, but now my little sister is obsessed with it. And I watch it all the time, so it kind of just is not as good anymore because I can't appreciate it when I watch it 45 times a day. So, what did you want to be when you were small? Smaller than I was, I think the first job that I ever wanted to be, I said, was a baby doctor. Not for sure what that was. Maybe an OBGYN. Probably an OBGYN, something like that. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? I really like road trips. So, like, I love going on a road trip, just fully just relaxing in the car, seeing everything that passes by. So I'd probably just go on a road trip for a day. Because I love sitting in the car, which is so weird. I just love sitting in the car. So, next is, what's your favorite game or sport to watch and play? My favorite sport is probably football, because I kind of grew up on football, and I always watched it, because my uncle, he got a scholarship to a football college, and he went there, and we went to all of his games, all of his home games, at least. And my grandma, she went to all of his games. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. I love football. It's so cool. If you would like me to talk more on football, I would love to do that. Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car? probably drive a car because I don't know how to ride a bike, okay? And I don't know, just riding a horse, I don't want that right now. What would you sing at karaoke night? Well, I would probably sing like something that I could hit those notes on so I could show everybody my beautiful voice. Okay? What two radio stations do you listen to in the car the most? We don't really listen to radio in the car, but I guess I would have to say, I don't know, like K-Love, the Christian radio, or something like that. What would you rather do, wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Vacuum the house. Easy. Quick job. Get it done. And I like vacuuming, actually. It's really fun. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work? I guess I like cleaning. It's not my favorite thing, but it's better than yard work. So I guess yard work. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? I guess I would probably want something healthy. So probably like a salad and, yeah, like a salad, because then salads are good. So, yeah. Who's your favorite author? My favorite author of like all time, I have two favorite authors. I like Chris Colfer and I like Catherine Applegate. They're both really great authors and I really enjoy their writing. So, yeah. Have you ever had a nickname? What was it? Okay. I have three nicknames, so I'll tell you. I have the nickname Katie because my mom found the name Katie in a baby book. I was going to be named Ella Grace, but then she named me Cadence so that they could call me Katie because my mom didn't want to just name me Katie. The other nickname is CJ because my middle name is J. My first name starts with a C. And then my last one is Frady Katie, which my family calls me, or it's like Cautious Katie, and that's because I've always been like cautious about what I'm doing, like riding a bike or going on a plane, and I've never really liked heights or anything like that, and it just, yeah, I don't know. Do you like or dislike surprises? Why or why not? I think if it's like a surprise for your birthday and everyone's acting like they don't know it's your birthday or they just forgot about it, I don't think that's very good. But I think if it's like a small surprise where it's like, we're gonna go get ice cream, surprise, I think that's good. So I guess it's like a maybe. It depends on what is going on. In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read? In the evening? Probably not visit a relative, because watch a movie or read. Probably watch a movie. That's what I would usually be doing. Like, in the evening, like at night. That's what I'm usually doing. Would you rather vacation to Hawaii or Alaska, and why? Probably Hawaii, but then Alaska, because I think those two places are really cool and interesting. Like, Alaska is so isolated. Did you get that joke? That pun, like, okay, never mind. Alaska is isolated. Not a lot of people live there, while Hawaii is, like, warm. Plenty of people live there. Lots of people like to go and tour there. So I think both of those places would be really interesting to go, especially back-to-back from, like, going somewhere where lots of people like to tour. Like, it's a tourist place. And, sorry about that. Yeah, I think it'd be really interesting to go to Hawaii than Alaska. Hawaii, which is a place that is really isolated, while Alaska is, Hawaii is a place that's isolated. That's, like, totally contradicting myself. Hawaii is a place where lots of tourists like to go, lots of people like to go, and Alaska is not that kind of place. Okay. Would you rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, and why? I would rather work at the perfect job because I think that you can win the lottery in love and happiness. You don't have to have tons of money. Lots of people who have tons and tons of money aren't as happy as people who don't have that much money and are just happy with their lives. So that's why I would not really want to win the lottery, because it was just, it's not important to me to have tons of money. It's important to me to be happy with my family and my life. So yeah, I'd probably want to work at the perfect job. Who would you want to be stranded with on a desert, and why? I would probably want to be stranded with my mom, because she is a very good thinker, and she is good at problem solving, and I think she can work well under pressure, and I cannot, so she would really help me in a desert. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Probably the same things, because probably the same things that I do every day, because it would just be like every day, right? If that's how you were born in the beginning, it would be just like every day, except for money wasn't even a thing. So if you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? The year that I would travel to, I don't think there's a specific year, but I think if I could, I don't know if I'd go back to a specific year. I might go to a specific event, because I don't know. I just don't, there's no specific year that I'd want to go to. I think I would want to go to a specific event in time. Let's see. How would your friends describe you? I think, well, some friends would describe me different than other friends. Some would describe me as a strong-headed, stubborn person who doesn't give a crap and would just go do anything for anyone. And other people would describe me as, like, a person who is scared, who is caring. I'm pretty caring, creative. A lot of people say that I have a big heart, so just stuff like that. It's very different depending on the people that you ask. What are your hobbies? Some of my hobbies, I like to write. I like to color. Sometimes I like to paint, depending on the day. I like to look in my medical book, do some stuff like that. You know, all the regular stuff that teenagers do. What is the best gift that you've been given? That's a hard one, because I think I take all gifts equal, because gifts are like super nice, and like people don't have to give you that. So I think I take all gifts as equal, because I love them all and I'm happy that I've given them all. So, and then the next question under that is, what's the worst gift that you've received? And I don't have one, because I think all my gifts are pretty good, and I'm thankful for all of them, and I'm thankful that people took the time out of their day to either make or get them for me. So, I don't think I've received a bad gift. Aside from necessities, what is one thing you cannot go a day without? I don't know. I think that it would probably be. Is the bed a necessity? Because I like to sit in my bed and kind of just. Probably paper. I write on paper all the time. And if I could not have my phone or like the computer or something, I would probably want paper to just draw or write or do whatever. So, yeah. List two pet peeves. Some of my pet peeves are when people try to act, when people lie, like about the stupidest little things too, where it's just like, why would you want to lie about that? That does not sound like a good life to me. Or like, I'm a very dramatic person, but when people are like overly dramatic, then I'm kind of like, okay, people are dying. You're good, you know? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? In 5 years, I will. Okay, so in 5 years, I will be going to college, so. I hope to have gotten in a good college and to be ready to start my 20s soon. So that's where I hope to be in 5 years. How many pairs of shoes do you own? I don't know, like a very select few. There's only two that I really wear. So I would guess two. I don't even know because I don't wear any other shoes except for two. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? The powers that I would have are probably, I would probably want to be invisible because I think that's one of the best because then I could. Like, do something nice for people and they wouldn't even know. Like, they would never know because I'd be invisible. Or, like, I could tap my sister on the shoulder and really annoy her and scare her because I could just be invisible. So that'd be funny. What would you do if you won the lottery? Okay, let's split the lottery money into threes. One third I would give to charities. Another third I would give to my parents and other relatives, and the last third I would save for myself for in my later years because I think that's the smartest way to do it and not to just spend it all in one day on cars and drugs and stuff that I've read about that is just completely stupid and why would you even do that? If you like me to dig deeper into some lottery stuff, I would do that for you guys because I'm really interested in that. And if you'd like to hear more of that, just let me know. What form of public transportation do you prefer? Air, boat, train? I think I like going in the car or in the air. Those two are probably my favorite public transportations. What's your favorite zoo animal? Probably bears, mostly sun bears. I think they're so adorable and cute, and you cannot tell me any different. So, that's how I feel on that. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be? I would tell Michael Jackson what he's gonna turn out to be when he's older, and I would just want to see and come back and see if he was still alive or not. To see if he changed his life. You know? Or, like, what would happen? Or I might go back to the JFK shooting and get the guy before. Or maybe go back to the JFK shooting and see the person with all those clothes that so many people have conspiracy theories about so that I could come back here and be like, guys, I know the truth. Okay. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be? Oops, I just said that. Okay. If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be? I would want to go with some really, really important people. So, like, Elvis Presley, we want him in the room. Who else do we want in the room? I think I would want to have... My mom would be in there, too. So, it'd be me and my mom, and then two of the people, Elvis Presley, and... Who else would we want to have? I think it needs to be someone who has, like, a lot of stories about stuff. No. No. So, I would probably want... Elvis Presley and... Probably my grandma Diane's, that she could meet Elvis Presley as well, because I know how much she loved Elvis. How many pillows do you sleep with? Let's see. I'm on my bed right now, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 pillows. I sleep with 5 pillows. I need a lot of pillows because I love pillows and I need them. What is the longest you've gone without sleep and why? A day. Because I was stupid and I wanted to pull an all-nighter. It was actually with Addie, so if you're more interested in that story, we could tell that together if you would like. But yeah. What's the tallest you've been to the top in? I don't know, it was in Chicago, but it wasn't like... the tallest building you've ever seen. You know, it was actually, I think it was a hospital. Whoa. Actually, I think it was a hospital. So, yeah. But I'm going to end today's podcast here. I hope you enjoyed, and remember, you can go comment on this podcast on Instagram at JNH_podcast, or you can go comment at Twitter at JNH Podcast 1, I think. Yeah. And if you have any silent questions or concerns or topic ideas, I would love to hear them. Email us at jnhpodcastemail@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I had fun making it, and I will see you tomorrow for my opinion on music in schools. Bye, everybody.